Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry to anyone who heard the boo that I posted yesterday morning. It did not turn out, and I had to delete it because I had my iPhone in my bag, and I thought that the mic would still be up high enough that it would capture the sound of my voice, but alas, no. It sounded very muffled and nasty, so that boo is now gonzo. But anyhow, I am off for a nice walk to the post office, and it's a beautiful summer's day, so I thought I would take you with me. I'm just using my little Olympus at the moment because it's easier to carry, it's not as bulky, I didn't feel like bringing the big one, so the sound won't be as good. I just have to cross this road. I am going to get a form at the post office that will allow me to have my post forwarded to my new address when I can finally get in there. But you know, a friend of mine at church yesterday had a really good point. She said, not to minimize what you're going through, Shannon, but think of people in Western Canada right now who have been totally displaced and dispossessed because of forest fires that are happening right now. So I said, you know what, Gail? You have a very good point. She said, yeah, talk about stress. That's real stress. What I'm going through isn't stressful, but hey, cool, I'm passing a car, and I think somebody in there is reading an audiobook. I heard a voice that was too measured to be anything else than a book. It's always good to hear people reading. And of course, being a fan of that medium myself, I heartily applaud other people's endeavors in that genre. So, you know, I'm still sort of not feeling the greatest about this whole business because I'm going to be so up in the air for the next at least 2 weeks. But, you know, at least I do have a home that I can come back to at some point. So Gail is right in that sense. Oh no, do we have construction? Please tell me we don't. Anyhow, apparently, at the post office, it now costs $98 to have one's mail forwarded, which is ridiculous. Because when I moved last time, it only cost me $32. Now, I grant you, that was 13 years ago. But still, how annoying is that? $98, I mean, that's just outrageous. Oh, I don't know what that was. Good thing my cane hit it and not me. That's what canes are for, says Amy Grant, to help you through it. Normally I'd actually burst into song and sing that, but I'm not gonna do that out on the street. Because people already think I'm nuts anyway, I think. Don't want to actually give them any real proof. Good gravy. Don't tell me this construction is going to interfere with my ability to get where I'm going, please. And it's right at the corner of this really busy street where there's tons of traffic and makes it hard for me to hear the traffic. Thank you. Oh my lord. Grant me grace, please. I'm gonna pause this because this is ridiculous. Okay, I have got past that obstacle with the help of a lovely gentleman that told me it was safe to cross the street, thank goodness. Because I couldn't hear if there was traffic coming at me from one direction. It's supposed to be really hot today, like 35 or something, with the humidex, but as of now, it's warmish, but it's not terribly bad. There's a nice breeze, at least. I know one shouldn't complain, but it's a shame about that construction because it ruins the nice atmosphere of my walk. Usually, there are lots of birds in this neighborhood, but because of this construction, one can't hear them. Or they have ceased to sing altogether because they're equally annoyed. Anyway, what I tried to say in my boo yesterday is that we had a power outage in the morning before church, and when the power came back on, my internet was dead. So I thought my modem had been fried due to a power short or something, an electrical discharge or something like that. Power surge, rather. So I opened the network troubleshooting tool and did some diagnostics, and it told me that either one of my cables was unplugged or broken. So I made sure that all my cables were plugged in, which they were. And then I tried again, and it still said the same thing. And then I just happened to remember that my good friend Kim, God bless her, had given me an extra Ethernet cable just in case of this event. She had done that, like, last year sometime. And I knew it had to be somewhere around my desk because I hadn't packed it yet. And lo and behold, I found it with all the rest of my computer cables. And plugged it in, and it worked fine. So I feel very grateful because either I would have had to be without internet for 3 days, or else I would have had to go out and buy myself a new Ethernet cable, and they are not cheap around here, folks. You're looking at $60 for an Ethernet cable, which is really ridiculous. So, all's well that ends well. I'm very, very grateful now that she did that. I think her dad had given her a few extra cables that he happened to have around, and she gave me one of them, and boy howdy, did it come in handy. Now, I had a heck of a time getting it in, because Kim's dad was the one that set up my computer equipment for me when I bought it, my scanner and my computer and such, and he had wrapped cable ties around everything. They were these little tiny plastic twist ties that my short fingernails couldn't budge very easily, so I had quite a job getting through those to get the Ethernet cable out, the old one. But I really did appreciate his help, so I'm not complaining at all in that respect. I'm just gonna cross this road, and away I go. Post office, here I come. And the new Ethernet cable does the trick, although it's a tad short, unfortunately. So it looks a bit ridiculous. It won't go nice and neatly behind my desk the way the other cables do. But all I care about for the moment is that it works. And I mean, who knows, when the Bell technician comes on Thursday to my new place, I may get a whole new modem.